DJ Ellie Long in the house. I apologise for that. How are you doing, Ellie?
I'm good. I'm brilliant. Excited.
Yeah. So you're a DJ.
Yeah.
I've been trying to encourage my children to take up DJing. It's the best crack,
it's
isn't
so
it?
It's so good.
Isn't it?
It's honestly, and it's so creative, like.
Yeah.
So different.
Yeah, yeah. When did you start doing it?
I think I'm DJing about 5 or 6 years now.
Right.
Yeah, I got my first decks for my 9th birthday and I'm 14 now, so.
You got decks for your 9th birthday? Was it your dad who was trying to encourage you into it, or did you ask for them?
No, I asked for them, but my dad was my inspiration because, like, I just kind of grew up listening to all the, like, Tiesto music.
Yes.
So I just grew from there, you know?
Yeah. What do you think are the skills needed to be a good
Honestly,
club DJ?
There's no skills.
There's
literally no. You just have to kind of have passion towards music and enjoy music. And you have to be able to, like, beat match, obviously, to, like, just get the basics down to DJ. But, like, once you learn the basics, it's just grow from there.
Right. What's the biggest gig you've done?
I done Kaleidoscope for RT Junior last year, and that was actually the highlight of my career. Like, I'd love to do festivals like Electric Picnic and Longitude in the future, but that was the highlight of my DJ career so far.
And were they eating out of the palm of your hand?
Honestly, yeah.
Yes.
Had the place open.
And do you go hands in the air, or do you talk, or do you just play the music?
No, I'm that DJ that dances the two-step behind the decks.
Well, if you're not dancing, they're not going to
dance. Exactly. You have to kind of feed the energy back to the
crowd. Exactly. I've said that. If you don't make a show yourself, they're not going to make a show themselves. If they look up at you and you're just standing poker straight, that's not going to work.
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, where's the fun in that? And you have to be enjoying the music, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. And I love it. I love DJing because I love music. So it's just my passion. So I honestly dance like nobody's watching me. That's
Yeah, the problem is, this is the, I was reading the other day that there are going to be lesser and lesser places to dance.
Yeah, that's the thing. And especially because I'm under 18, there's very few gigs I can do, like, because everywhere you have to be over 18.
Oh, yes,
so
yes.
I'm worried for when I turn 18, will there even be places to DJ? Like?
I think we need to change the culture of dancing.
Yeah.
Like, why does it have to be late at night? Why can't it be in the afternoon? It
could be a full day thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, any time.
Yeah. So you're part of Cruinne Nuan Óg as well as the London Vegetable Orchestra. You should meet up with them and do a sort of mashup.
Mashup,
get it?
Yeah.
I worked hard on that one.
No. I'm part of Cruinne Nuan Óg. I'm one of the local ambassadors.
Right.
So.
And what are you doing as part of it?
Basically, we have kind of gigs everywhere. I'm the ambassador for South Dublin. So we have a gig this Saturday running from 4 to 7 in Royal Red beside Halle Library. And there's going to be, like, DJ workshops and then DJ sets as well at it. And then there's another one, Lucan House Festival. It's a family festival. So basically there's going to be multicultural music, there's going to be traditional music, there's going to be all sensory activities, and it's a great chance for any kids to get involved and hands-on, just be creative. Like,
do you play any musical instrument?
No.
Well, my advice to you, Ellie Long, is learn a musical instrument.
I'd love to. Like, that's my, because I'd love to be able, you know, when you're at, like, a party or something and someone whips out a guitar, I'd love to be able to play the guitar, but I got one for my birthday and I just never picked it up.
But even doing what you're doing, if you understand music more, you'd be able to mix better, those sort of things. Yeah,
yeah, because I do music in school and everyone plays an instrument and I'd be so confused, like, but I'm kind of getting the hang of it.
Yeah, yeah, you will. Now, you've put together a minute-long mix.
Yeah.
How many?
Well, I've tried.
How many songs are in this?
I only have two.
Okay. Right.
It's kind of mostly one song and then I'm going to backspin into another song. But I've never tried it before, so we're going to try it.
First time live on national radio. No pressure,
no pressure.
DJ Ellie Long, when you're ready.
Right, thank you. I want to sail away. It's rough when the going gets tough, but something deep inside my body says you are more than enough, so don't give up. Keep it moving on, yeah, keep it moving on, yeah, keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving on, yeah, keep it moving on, yeah, keep it moving on, yeah, keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving on, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't stop now.
There's people all going all over the country going, what? Is that Radio 1? Sorry, they must have made a mistake there. That's not Radio 1. Well done.
Thanks.
You were so nervous.
I was so nervous because I've never done the backspin before and I tried it about 10 times last night with the same two songs. So.
Worked brilliantly.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
But that was better than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah, it's such a fun. So your dad, Alan, he's a big fan of music. And I believe both of you were saying that Oasis are rehearsing for the first time. Today, they're playing together for the first time in 16 years. You're going to Oasis?
I'm going to Oasis. Oh, we were so lucky to get tickets. I was actually at an event DJing and my dad was standing outside trying to get us the tickets. The two of our phones lined up together while I'm in there DJing.
And you got them?
We got them. We got them on the pre-sale, so we were so lucky.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. As opposed to 400 quid for...
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And I believe you're cutting your holiday short... To Oasis,
we're supposed to be going to Spain and me and my dad are flying home early just to go to Oasis. I don't think my mum is too happy about that one.
Explain to people, because I have one of those things. Explain to people what you have in front of you there, because most people who are listening here will know about vinyl and maybe CDs. but you have, it's a computer really, isn't it?
Yeah, I have an all-in-one. So it's a two-channel mixer. It's an all-in-one Neumark Mixturing Pro. It's literally so good for beginners, especially because it has speakers built into it.
Where does the music come from?
The speakers.
Oh, yeah. No, but what I'm saying, where do you get the songs?
You can link it to your SoundCloud.
Right.
You can link it to a lot of them type of apps.
Spotify? No.
No, kind of more just SoundCloud. And there's a few different... Beat Source and Tidal and Beatport. But I kind of have more on my USB, so I download the songs onto my USB.
Right.
Because it's just, if you have no internet.
Yes.
You need internet.
So you come with a memory stick. I used to travel with boxes and boxes of 7 inches and 12 inches. And you
literally, it's all on something so tiny.
You could put it in that little pocket that you used to put the watch in.
Literally,
It's mad, isn't it?
It's so easy now, so different.
And the thing will beat match for you and all that sort of thing.
Well, there's sync buttons and all, so if you're lazy, you can just click the sync button.
Right. Where are you at in school?
Me? So I'm in second year in school.
Right.
I'm in an all Irish school, so I have Irish.
Great.
I love it.
And what's the ambition then?
So, to be honest, I just want to DJ all over the world. Like, that's plan A, is literally to do festivals and travel the world DJing. That's the only thing I want to do with my future.
Right.
That's plan A, so.
Yeah, and is there a plan B?
Not really.
No, okay,
we'll work on a plan B.
Well, listen, thanks so much for coming in and thanks so much for being an ambassador for Crinoon and all.
Yeah, so can I just say, for anyone around the country that wants to get in and be with Crinoon and Aug and be like creative and kind of get out there, the website is called crinoon.gov.ie. So if you want to check that out, everything's on it.
Because this is important and serious because I think in the future, we're going to need the arts a lot more than we do
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Especially the creativity because everyone's on their phone nowadays. Yes. It's so good to get young people out there being creative.
Brilliant. DJ Ellie Long, thank you very much. Good luck
thank
with
Crinoon.